Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Tardabul. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting fifth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Wickersham. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dave Wickersham. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham fires over to first and Seaborn drops the ball. That's an error on Seaborn. Rollins moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charles moves to third. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball towards left. Jimenez settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Jimenez. Allison moves to second. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. Allison moves to third. Batty moves to second. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Causey moves to second. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 1 in the game. Jimenez is hit by the pitch. Causey moves to third. Seaburn moves to second. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 1 in the game. Lau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Causey scores. Seaburn scores. Jimenez moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Tartabull chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards third. Charles fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Charles. Tartabull throws the ball into Charles, who tags Rollins trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Rollins moves to third. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rollins tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-1, Athletics. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 0 in the game. with a walk. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allison. The throw from Lau and he is safe. Allison steals second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Perry drops the ball. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 0 for 1 in the game. Wickersham hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Tartabull reaches second base with a double. Cimoli moves to third. Bill Plyce now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Causey strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Plyce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plyce is called out on strikes. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rollins hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Power takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lau hits a fly ball towards right. Allison settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Allison. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Charles strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cimoli hits a line drive into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a line drive towards short. Causey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 0-for-2 in the game. Wickersham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tartabull moves to third. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Seaburn strikes out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jimenez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jimenez. Verhals reaches second base with a double. Bill Plice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plice is 0-for-1 in the game. Plice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verhals scores. It's 4-2, Twins. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lau hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a line drive into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for Dave Wickersham. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Loveridge now pitching. Zoilo Ver Alse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alse is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ver Alse hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Plice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plice is 0-for-2 in the game. Plice is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Bosefield now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rollins moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6. And the Athletics too. The Athletics will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing center field. Jimmy Hall now playing left field. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ken Harrelson pinch hits for Charlie Lau. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.